When you were looking at Twitter, there was two things that really caught my attention. One was that Jack Dorsey, the guy that created it, had created a model that was not about mutual friendship. So up until this point, it was about, Facebook and MySpace and others, you had to send a friend request and someone had to accept your friend request. And that's the way that a social relationship happened on the internet. Jack was smart enough to think like, hey, well, maybe it doesn't have to be like that. Maybe you can tail and like kind of like follow someone that you don't actually know. And so when he created that, I remember thinking like, wow, this is crazy. Like there was a bunch of like influential people that started to sign up, and I was like, I can kind of like peek over their shoulder and kind of be with them on this journey that they're going on and like watch what they're up to without actually knowing them. And I was like, wow, okay, what if celebrities actually figure out how to use this thing? And it's really easy because all you have to do to tweet is send a text message. And then, you saw a celebrity or two sign up and I'm like, okay, this is going to be pretty huge because if this keeps happening and more celebrities sign up, it's going to be their platform because they don't know how to blog. They don't
It's
have
low. It's low
it's
labor.
low labor, low, like the barrier to entry is extremely low. You can misspell everything and it can be two sentences and it's still like content, right? And so seeing that and then also figuring out that a follower count wasn't portable. So if you think about like you have an email newsletter, you can move that from email provider to email
Right,
provider.
AWeber to MailChimp
Right.
to
You
whatever.
can't move your followers to Facebook. You can't move your followers. So that it was very defensible in that way. And seeing those couple things and thinking like, okay, well, this could be something. And again, I didn't know. It was just like, it was a gamble. And a lot of angel investing is for me is going on your gut. And so I placed a bet and just happened to win there. But like, I think that for me, it's like hopefully finding an insight like that. And then also finding something that you yourself like plays to like me as a consumer. Like I think I'm kind of an every man, like every woman, I don't know if I'm a woman, but I mean like I didn't mean that, but
You
like
are like every
I
woman,
am like
Kevin.
every woman. But no, seriously though, I think that like I kind of feel like if it's something that will appeal to me and I can see myself using it on a daily basis, like I'm gonna open my phone to do this 2 to 3 times per day, it could be a big deal. And I think that like that's what I look for. That's when I'm trying to, find the next Instagram or whatever it may be. It's like I'm looking for something I'm going to use on a daily basis. Something that's going to sit in my, there's like 20 spaces on your iPhone in the default screen. Like, what are one of those icons going to be? Is there going to be something that's that prominent that is that important that it will take up some of that real estate, some of the default real estate on my home screen?